We hear a lot about the devastation wrought by Hurricane Ida on the Gulf Coast, but not so much about the potential problems here when the storm remnants reach us. So we asked Mike O'Brien, the Pocahontas County Emergency Management Director, about that.
The governor has us in all 55 counties under a state of preparedness for Hurricane Ida that's coming through. Today we're going to start having meetings twice daily with the National Weather Service in preparation for the amount of rain that's going to hit West Virginia. It looks like the majority of the rain right now is scheduled to kind of go west and north of us, but we're in that 2 to 4 inch range. That could affect us a little bit. We're definitely concerned with some flash flooding issues that may happen here, although it has been kind of dry, thankfully, and creeks are kind of low and not a lot of water to contend with right now. So we really could use some of the rain, but we're definitely keeping a close eye out for that and being prepared more than anything. Now would be a good time for folks to be prepared. Have a plan. Be thinking in your head, what if the flood comes? What should I do? Especially those people that live in low-lying, flood-prone areas. Have a plan. Be prepared to evacuate if need be. Don't forget to sign up for NICSIL alerts that we send out from Emergency Management Office and 911 Center. Also, listen to the local radio stations and monitor social media for warnings for things that might happen. Remember, the first 72 hours is on you. There's not going to be any help coming in from any kind of outside resources or agency for up to 72 hours in the event that we do get hit. If you do leave and evacuate, let someone know that you left. That's quite a problem statewide and nationally. We spend a lot of time and resources looking for missing overdue people when they evacuated but didn't tell anybody they evacuated.
Would there be evacuation centers in the county?
We do have predetermined evacuation locations throughout the county if we need to open up shelters. Of course, with COVID, that complicates things a little bit, but if need be, we open that. Most common in the past are flood-prone areas here in the county. It's the town of Marlington. The main evacuation place for that is the Marlington Middle School. We open that up as a shelter if we determine that's needed. Keep in mind, the prediction here is a flash flood warning. We worry about small streams and rivers and quick flood, things like Knapp's Creek, more so than a large-scale river flood like the Greenbrier flooding, where we normally have time where we see the biggest damage, but definitely something we keep in mind.
What about an event of a power failure?
So the number one thing during a power failure that you don't want to do is run a generator indoors. We hear that happening quite often nowadays with carbon monoxide, and it's dangerous and deadly, and then it could set your house on fire. And the other thing to keep in mind, if you're a medical patient maybe that's on oxygen or home, if you have a problem and you need assistance, give us a call at the Emergency Management Office. If you don't have any resources and more range to get you some help, make sure that you have plenty of oxygen and have the needs to take care of yourself during a power outage. And then we can also prioritize with the power company to get these critical patients back online faster than others, depending on the size and scale of the emergency and outage.
We're still a couple days out from when that storm's supposed to hit this area Wednesday, although we're getting thunderstorms now. I think they're from an entirely different system. Is that correct?
Yep. So this morning's weather report, the National Weather Service in Charleston told us that it was an extremely wet atmosphere today. So these storms are somewhat pertaining to Hurricane Ida, but not necessarily. This could be just your typical summertime thunderstorm. Prediction for most of the rain to fall from Tuesday night into Wednesday when low pressure is going to be here. And they're talking about some localized power outages due to some wind gusts. Nothing major, but with that system, of course, with the pressure change, you're going to see some winds.
Looking at some of the maps, even though we're in that 2 to 4 inch range, we're pretty close to the 4 to 8 inch range. I guess that would make a major difference if that shifted a little bit to the east.
It would, and this morning they were definitely not certain on the track of that storm that far out. Could shift one way or another. Make a world of difference. Look at the June 16 flood, what that would have done if it would have been 50 miles further one way than the other, where it would have hit. And something we definitely watch, we keep an eye on. We are fortunate in a way that it's dry. We can take on a lot of rain. I think that 2 to 4, 2 to 8 inch range is over several days, not all at one time. As long as that's kind of spread out, I think we'll be okay here, but you never can tell. You just don't know what's in store. We take it as it comes.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.